This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda addresses UN Food System Summit, says LDC's food insecurity is a major concern. Government's public debt rises over 2,221,000,000,000 rupees. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendraji Shrestha says those engaged in corruption would not be spared. And dengue epidemic kills more than 170 people in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda delivered an address at the UN Food System Summit Plus 2 stock-taking moment where he emphasized the persisting challenges of food insecurity in the least developed countries, LDCs. The summit held in Italy saw leaders convene to address global food system issues. Prime Minister Dahal stressed that food insecurity in LDCs was driven by a combination of factors, including extreme weather events, economic shocks, and threats to human, animal, and crop health. The Prime Minister said the COVID-19 pandemic had further deepened the crisis, devastating livelihoods, incomes, and food prices in these vulnerable nations, making them hotspots for food insecurity. He called for collective action to enhance emergency response capabilities and invest in early warning systems to identify areas at risk of escalating food insecurity. The Prime Minister emphasized the need to prioritize vulnerable communities and provide them with vital support. Additionally, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the importance of accurate data and access to technology, fertilizers, markets, finance and resilient infrastructure for smallholding farmers to build resilience against climate change. In concluding his address, the Prime Minister urged for a united commitment to protect the most vulnerable populations from the threats of food insecurity, malnutrition and associated health implications in the LDCs. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina have held talks on matters of bilateral interest and concern. Prime Minister Dahal met his Bangladeshi counterpart on the sidelines of the UN Food Systems Summit. The two prime ministers met at the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization head office. Similarly, they held important talks regarding enhancing collaboration in agriculture and hydropower sectors. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal also met with the Executive Director of the World Food Programme, WFP, Cindy McCain, yesterday. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the United Nations Food Systems Summit. The meeting, which was convened at the FAO headquarters, delved into various pressing matters, prominently focusing on the topics of food security and poverty alleviation. The discussions between the two leaders were aimed at finding effective solutions to combat the challenges posed by food security and poverty on a global scale. The meeting underscored the joint commitment of Nepal and the WFP to address these critical issues, fostering cooperation and strategizing measures to improve the well-being of vulnerable populations worldwide. The meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee continued yesterday as well. In the sixth day of meeting yesterday, party's Vice President, General Secretary, among others, put forth their views. The government owes public debt over 2,221,000,000,000 rupees. As per the data unveiled by the Public Debt Management Office till the end of the fiscal year 2079-80 Bikram Samvat, Nepal owes an internal loan equivalent to over 1,100 billion rupees and an external loan worth 1,093 billion rupees. Last fiscal year alone, the size of public debt increased over 200 billion rupees. The size of public debt till the end of the previous fiscal year was 2012 billion, that is 2012 billion. But last fiscal year, the internal debt went by 140 billion rupees and the external loan soared by 675 billion rupees. Minister for Finance Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said the taxes were increased on essential commodities such as potato and onion to promote self-reliance and self-production of these food items. At a program organized by Nepali Congress in Bhairahawa yesterday, Minister Dr. Mahat explained that taxes were increased on the imports of essential commodities with an objective to reduce reliance on such commodities and thereby increase self-reliance, stating that there was no adequate agricultural production, although Nepal was an agricultural country. The minister said the value-added tax was imposed in essential commodities to encourage domestic production of such commodities. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Srestha has reaffirmed that those engaged in corruption and criminals would not be spared since everyone was equal in the eyes of law. At a program on challenges of socialist journey, corruption and impunity organized on the 46th Memorial Day of Communist leader Pushpalal in Kathmandu yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said the corrupt alleged and criminals would be booked based on the facts and evidences. A delegation from the Communist Party of Nepal Maoist Center held talks with the president of Bharatiya Janata Party BJP Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday during their ongoing visit to India. The five-member team led by Vice Chairperson Pampa Busal engaged in discussions at the BJP headquarters. Leader Busal stated that the meeting focused on exchanging experiences between the two parties and discussions on the existing relations between Nepal and India. The leaders emphasized the importance of further strengthening the long-standing bilateral ties. During the meeting, BJP President Nadda provided insights into the organizational structure and grassroots activities of the BJP. The exchange aimed to enhance mutual understanding and cooperation between the two political parties. The CPN Maoist Center delegation, comprised of prominent leaders such as Chakrapani Khanal, Satya Pahari, Rameswar Rai Yadav, and Suresh Kumar Rai. The talks signify an important diplomatic engagement between the political counterparts from Nepal and India. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Bangladesh is grappling with a deadly dengue outbreak as heavy monsoon rains in the country have caused widespread infections and have filled hospitals. Al Jazeera quoted health experts as saying the disease had already reached an epidemic proportion even though the government had not officially declared one. Until Sunday night, at least 176 people, 31 of them children, aged below 14, had died of the mosquito-borne fever, according to the Directorate General of Health Services. Wednesday was the deadliest day when 19 people died of disease, which has seen nearly 33,000 hospitalizations this year alone. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pachim Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Pachim Province. With this, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda addresses UN Food System Summit, says LDC's food insecurity is a major concern. Government's public debt rises over 2,221,000,000,000 rupees. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Srestha says those engaged in corruption would not be spared. And dengue epidemic kills more than 170 people in Bangladesh. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.